And now with news from Finland, I'm Egan Richardson in Helsinki. Good afternoon. Online banking service disruptions continue into a sixth day for the OP Pohjola Bank, which has been the target of a deliberate denial-of-service attack. OP says customers abroad may still have difficulties in logging in to the bank's online services, but other services should be functioning normally. Danske Bank has also reported that its customers have had trouble signing into its online banking, but they don't know if it's due to a similar attack. Nordea was also a victim, but has been relatively clear of problems for several days. STT reports that more women than ever before have indicated that they will be running for office in Finland's next parliamentary elections due in April. The Social Democrats have recruited the most women candidates, as over half of the SDP's registered candidates are now female. The Green League and the Swedish People's Party also feature more women candidates than men, while the Centre and Finns parties have more male representatives. New conscripts are getting used to military life today. Some 12,000 new soldiers are joining up after receiving their conscription papers. Some 250 women are also serving on a voluntary basis. And lastly, a reminder that shops and services will be shut down tomorrow for Epiphany. Public transport runs to Sunday timetables and many retailers will shut their doors. Post offices and Alko stores will be closed from this evening until Wednesday. And in the forecast, there's a chilly outlook with temperatures set to drop to between 20 and 30 degrees below zero in the east and the north. A high pressure front brings dry and mostly sunny conditions nationwide. High winds will make the weather feel even colder, especially in the north and west. There are warnings of very cold temperatures in effect in northern and central areas. There's more news in English at yle.fi/news, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. You've been listening to Yle News.